Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Meg is low-key right.
I told you, I'm always right.
Eating boogers?
Eating boogers could actually boost your immunity.
That is disgusting.
But if it makes sense.
You eat butt.
What does eating butt help?
That don't boost nothing.
I'm just saying.
Definitely not your breath.
Definitely not your breath.
It boosts boo-boo breath.
This nigga out here eating butt tastes the toilet tissue like. I actually prefer Charmin over Cottonelle.
So what nutritional value does boogers have?
It's not nutritional. You're smelling all this stuff all day, and I guess stuff gets trapped, and then when you eat it, it boosts immunity.
It's like a vaccine.
That's probably just somebody disgusting that just said that. Like, yeah, man, this is healthy.
No, think about it. When you was little, it seemed like you never got sick for real, or you didn't have allergies.
And how often were you eating boogers?
I didn't eat my boogers as a child.
Yes, you did.
No, did y'all eat boogers as kids?
I did.
Every kid eats boogers.
I'm not even going to lie. I probably ate a booger
this
year.
My baby eats boogers.
You ate a booger this year?
Probably.
Why are you out here eating boogers?
How do you not know?
Did you do it?
Because as a grown man, I'm not that against it.
But how do you not know if you did it or not? Did you do it?
No, he did.
I'm saying I've probably done it this year. I mean, I'm doing it.
So as an adult male, you've eaten a booger?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, like, are you saying like it's falling off your out of your nose on your plate and you ate it accidentally?
Or you just went on a plate?
Like on your food. Like Did anybody think that was the case?
No. Nobody getting a knife and fork like, oh, it's been a tough day.
I'm saying like falling in your food.
No, he ate a booger.
You eat butt.
So y'all ain't out here eating butt?
You were reminded twice on that.
You eat butt too?
I eat ass.
Ass.
That's what I do. It's the first thing I do.
She started on the channel in like 2 years. I eat ass. Craig's back.
Hello, Craig.
No, with the booger, she come in for the kiss
and she be like, no, turn around. Give me, you know what I'm here
Let
for.
Get that butt back. Now come here.
Which form of booger is better, the runny kind or the locked in?
I would think the solid kind because all the nutrients and everything that you're
just
getting immune
in?
Against
it's
is just locked in like a nice little pill.
The irony is there are adults that eat boogers because I pulled up on people in traffic and they be eating them like
that's
it's not.
That's where it is. I was going to say it's probably driving because you're driving and then something's happening and you just like flick it off and you don't like, I'm not going to like smear this on my car. So you pop.
No, you smear it on your car, if you're an adult.
Wait. I'm gonna need y'all to understand this right now because Patrick is talking in hypotheticals, but the truth is he's talking about himself. Say me. I've been saying he ate a booger. Say I be putting my booger on my finger instead of flicking it off. That's what he was saying.
He was someone else.
You.
I'm not hiding it. I started saying that I'm going out on a limb and saying.
But you did not know about the nutritional value until today, so you just been eating them shit.
It was a convenience. Well, I mean, I'm just being gross. 9 times out of 10, I'll reach for a napkin in the glove compartment.
I was just about to say, if you're grown up and don't have napkins in that glove compartment, you living your life regularly.
I'm just saying, if in an emergency.
Pat got one dread for booger stores.
He's put here for safekeekeeping.
Where is it? Blue wall, nigga.
Nope, this is the wrong one. This is my blunt store.
Hey, one behind it.
Hold.
Oh, my bad. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Shut up, Meg.
So talk to, say something to the people, Craig.
You're
we
back,
can't just,
Craig.
We can't just throw you away. Fingers versus thumbs.
Let's do the intro right, and then we're going to tell everybody who we got on the show, and then we get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Squadcast Versus. We got the squad here.
Young Pat, Young Meg,
Young Dose, slim it down. Going to 38, guys.
38 on the pants.
And the slimmage. Slim. You know what I'm saying?
Got the sticker off.
That's 38. I'm not taking that sticker off. I ain't been in the 30s since I was a toddler. So.
You look like you were cradling a Tyrannosaurus Rex leg.
I saw
you were trying to get it all the way out.
You were trying to cast a spell on me.
Shut up. Anyway, and we got a special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Craig.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How have you been?
I've been wonderful, man.
Craig, where have you been?
Man, I've been everywhere.
Why we ain't seen you?
Why we ain't seen you? That's what people want to know. Why we ain't seen
you? A cool ass uncle that just been playing, like, investing in his nephew's life.
Oh, man. That's
keeping him off the streets and shit.
It's Will Smith's dad.
I'm here.
Come on, man. Hold me up.
I just got one more job.
Well, that's funny as fuck. Nah, man, I just been trying to get some money, man. That's all.
For sure. Yeah.
Trying to get some paper, man.
Glad to have you back.
So I'm glad to be back.
Hey,
man,
we saw that you were out here with T.I. You had a picture with T.I. Did y'all have a philosophical conversation?
Yeah, me and T.I.
What is it?
You can't say small words. Don't try to mix in big ones.
Yeah. Me and T.I. had a very industrious conversation about extrapolating the best possible scenario from the all-death circumstance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we definitely talked.
I think it did. I think it tied together.
Yeah, definitely, man. T.I., good people, man. What's up, T?
Abbreviate T.I.?
Yeah.
What's up, T?
We on a first-name basis. Well,
I call him T, man. Right here, you know what I'm saying?
He actually said it how it's written, though. Like, T.
Yeah, definitely, man.
That's great, man. Well, listen, man, we got a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. You know how this is, Craig. We got some topics we talk about. We vote on it and see where it lands at the end of that segment. And then we just move on. So, okay, let's jump right into the first topic of the podcast. And we have Instagram versus Twitter.
Ooh.
Yeah. That one's tough.
That is very tough.
Twitter leads the culture, though.
Like, it does.
Twitter, you find out things on Twitter like at least a week and a half before it hits everything else. And then Facebook is like 2 months late. Like, for some reason, like, they're just now getting the dress that you think is either blue or blue and black or white and gold. No. But I would just say, like, Instagram is cool, but and I feel like there's like a lot of news there, but like Twitter is just first. It's hilarious and it's just uncut. Like, you gotta tone it down for Instagram.
When did Twitter like become like? I didn't like back in the day. Porn didn't used to pop up in your feed on Twitter, but now it does.
It's the Wild West now.
It did. It did, but you had to curate your thread for it. So, like, if it's popping up in your feeds, nigga, because you following these bitches. Don't try to make it seem like, I don't know
what this
is.
No,
you
it's
know
not.
You follow
that because random people will like it or repost it, and then it's just on
it's
your
just there.
Your timeline.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, the amount of times I've just been in an elevator, and I'm just like, let me check Twitter. And it's just a someone sucking dick really close to the camera. And I'm like, I promise this is like, I'm not perv. I'm not doing this just on the subway. Like,
it is uncomfortable, but thank God for that send button because you can send it discreetly to yourself later to watch that.
Really?
If you like it, know that.
If you like it, people can see the shit that you like. So I can't like it and I can't retweet it, but I can send it to myself.
So you got a ski mask putting it in the mailbox?
Let me tell you.
Yeah,
my inbox is all messages from me. It is nothing.
You'll be sliding in your own DMs.
Nothing but porn and recipes.
And creepiest thing
how
I've
ridiculous
ever
are you?
It's literally That's nothing funny. But porn and recipes.
Porn and recipes.
You slide in your own DMs talking about you up. What? Yes, you're up. You just sent it to you. You idiot.
Hey, I'm up.
The funny shit was like I was trying to send it to myself and like earlier that day I had DM'd like Apple about a problem I was having and like it replaces the last person that you DM. So I I was the last person that did it.
Was Apple Nudes?
I was like, oh, I need this a boot. And I tapped and I hit send. And it was before I had a chance to realize that Apple.
You sent porn to Apple?
Man, they got all the cakes up that day. And that the chick was, there was somebody working with me trying to like problem shoot. And I had to respond like, that was not for you.
Imagine they messaged back with that sideways smile. Like,
with just the two eyes. Like,
see what you doing.
Oh, my God.
Yo. But I think Instagram probably would take the cake for me because you can do everything. Shut up. You can do everything on.
You ate the cake.
Shut up. You can do everything on Instagram that you can do on Twitter. Like, you can screenshot a tweet and put it on Instagram. Sometimes I do that. You can put different types of videos up. I just feel like it's just more user-friendly. Than Twitter would be. No, Instagram. Oh, Instagram. I think I would give it the slightest of edges to Instagram.
You still can't edit tweets. That's a really big deal.
Yo, that is.
Yeah.
But once you tweet it, it's over.
Here's the thing, like, because I've always been wondering why that. But like, if someone says something wild as hell and then they start getting the backlash for it, then they go back and try to edit it and be like, oh, I never said it. Like, this is what I said.
Oh,
yes,
that's why they do that.
Screenshot it. But like if people don't screenshot it, then they can just go back and, like, go back on their words. So, like, once you put it out there, you better be sure.
So, I guess that is a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, you better be sure.
I was more talking about spelling mistakes. Give a fire tweet, and then you look back, one of the main words.
I know.
Oh, there's nothing worse than that.
It's something easy. Like, you put, like, T-E-H instead of T-H-E. Like,
that's how you talk also.
This is true. This is, I be fucking up words, bro.
Instagram taught me how to spot prostitution.
What?
Wait, what?
How can you spot prostitution on Instagram?
Dubai pictures. Any chick taking Dubai pictures.
That is a lie. That's a whole roll of
Dubai.
She's
trying to protect us.
Let me
tell
you.
You been to Dubai?
Wait.
Who sent you to Dubai, man?
I sent myself to Dubai. Okay.
Who sent the money? Who cashed that to the money for you to send yourself?
I flew me out because it was a glitch fair one time. Like 2015, and like thousands of people found the glitch fair, and my homegirl called me like, get this flight right now. It was like $150 from
JFK.
Did
you take any pictures in a bikini riding a camel?
No, you can't take a bikini on a camel, but I was on a camel.
That's the prostitute.
And okay, if you're wearing a bikini and you're riding a camel, and you hanging with the Sheik of Gibraltar.
They never show the guy. There's always just the girl, but it's like,
you don't
always
know
but
the guy.
But no, I will say this. When I was over there, it was so funny because we were at like the mosque that's in Abu Dhabi, and there was this black girl just chilling by herself. And so me and my two friends, we were like, hey, girl, like, are you by yourself here? She was like, well, I mean, I'm like out here by myself.
And then a nigga like, that looked like Robert De Niro coming around.
You ready, bitch?
But she was like
Robert
De
Niro.
She had got flew out from like London. And I was just like, oh, so you just be coming here? She
just
was just like,
that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have like a guy friend that's here. I was like, oh, so what do you do during the day? And she was like, she just be.
It's going nom, nom, nom. I've heard stories.
They're free.
Yeah. I've heard that there's like guys that like pay girls to like poop on them.
Yeah,
like they'll have them come out and be like, yeah, now get out. Like, why would you want to shit on somebody? That's just nasty.
$1,000 a day. That's the rate.
Really?
That's the starting rate. Yeah.
A girl who was on the channel recently interviewed. Remember Elizabeth Ruiz? She interviewed. I mean, it's a podcast.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, you want to
say that? She was just like, yeah, they'd be flying. This billionaire guy just got caught. He flies everybody to this island. And he asked them to poop on him. That's the weird.
Wait,
he don't poop on them. He has to get the poop.
Okay, let me ask this. What is the thing about poop? Because apparently it's a sexual thing. Who wants shit on their motherfucking?
A nigga who's making power decisions. Apparently.
I just don't see how that's sexy.
It might not be no fucking going on. It might just be the poop
shit
at that point.
Why would you want to be shit on, though?
Hey, man, listen. You asking the wrong questions. To the wrong people.
Ain't
nobody here is into that. So, no. You talking about the dudes. Like, they never show the dudes. The dudes don't want to be in those pictures.
Because they have wives. And, right. And I asked the girl that I was like, so how old is this dude? She was like, oh, he's like 68. And I was like, so he just be out here by himself? She's like, no, he has a family. He's married. Like, she was really interested. But I'm like, oh, so he just be flying your ass.
Full
family. She's like, yeah, when he's bored.
You think the average billionaire care what his wife thinks?
And do you think
that
usually
it's
a billion dollars?
I got a billion.
It's
gone. You bad.
I bought you.
And the saddest
I'm
part.
I'm playing with you, man.
No, but listen, the saddest part about that is most women that are with men like that know, like, what other billionaire am I going to be with? So right. they accept the treatment.
And they doing their shit on the side, too.
Right.
You
right.
best believe she. Well, first of all, there is no woman that don't know her man stepping out on her. For all the guys that think you a MacGyver and you're 007 right. with that shit, nigga, she know. You left one thing unlocked from one time, and all it took was 10 seconds, and
preach.
She knows everything.
And then
everything.
You married ladies,
she done cloned your phone. She know you tell her, I'm finna go get up with the guy. She be like, all right, go ahead. She know you finna go fuck Ciara. But here's the thing. She finna go
niggas
fuck
going
DeAndre.
To Dubai by themselves.
Right. Right. Exactly. Just go sightseeing right. Dubai.
So, like, that's that. But please believe that they doing their thing, yep. too. Like, if she a billionaire, she chill.
Who the billionaire wife cheating with?
Another
the gardener.
The gardener, yeah. right.
That's what I'm saying. That nigga's in Dubai with the IG model. She's just at home.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Right.
Here's the thing, though.
The waist trainer.
Terrence the waist trainer.
He's
the only trainer.
They're billionaires. Their houses are huge. You can just go to the West Wing and
you ain't even got
to
leave the chick.
You can have a whole other family in the West Wing.
When a chick that's got money gets with a dude that don't, he be appreciative just to be around her. When a dude that got money gets with a chick that don't, like, she wants to live right. and stay with him. Like, she don't know how to play the part and stay in the lane. She always end up wanting more.
Well, she thinks she's the house too.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like, no, this is just your penis. Just for the next hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your flight's in three.
But to Craig's point, it is a very interesting moment. Like, you're following a girl or something like that, and you're just like, damn, she's bomb. And then the next thing is like, Turks and Caicos. Ah, damn it.
Real spit, though. Yeah.
Hey, y'all ever been following somebody? You be like, oh, yeah, she can get it. She can get it. And then you see, like, the shit that she be doing, like, eating that roof Chris all over. Like, nah.
I ain't gonna waste my time.
She won't wait too much money. She got Chanel bags
and all
that.
It's Monday.
Who just doing this? Why you at Barbados on a Wednesday afternoon? You were literally just in London. Nah, I'm good.
If I see you on one more balcony in a hotel drinking a mimosa, I know what you see.
I'm about a business trip.
I'm gonna call your sponsor, bitch.
You went out there on skit. We do a horrible skit with fucking jungle in the back. It's the same skit in LA. You're doing the same. What would you do if your if Bay did this? Yeah. You just got a fucking desert and a camel.
The same exact skit.
Same fucking premise.
I feel like Twitter is where people can be more creative, though. Because where Instagram has the platform for you to make videos and even longer videos to IGTV, with Twitter, man, they're so creative with, like, the tweets and attaching it to games. GIFs. I don't know how that one came out. And attaching it to GIFs. But also, like, I feel like Twitter helped, like, TikTok really take off.
Right.
Yeah. It helped. So many gifts
Vine,
take off. Like Vine take off.
That's
like,
a great
Twitter
point.
Is the sole reason the Michael Jordan crying meme was so long lasting. Yeah. Like, it is literally because of Twitter.
And Twitter actually, I think I might give Twitter the edge because I go to Twitter to find out if something's real, almost to confirm it.
Yeah,
and Instagram's not like that. Like, you go to Twitter, like, if something breaks in the news, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, shit. If it's trending, it's like, oh, shit, it must be true.
Yeah. You know what? And when I first moved to L.A., I had never experienced an earthquake. And I remember the first earthquake I had, and I was just, like, laying in the bed. My thighs was jiggling for no reason. I was like, okay,
that's how you found out?
Yes. Like,
but that was before the earthquake, though. It was jiggling before the earthquake. It was like, oh. Oh, even more.
That is so
seriously, I was just like laying in bed watching TV and my thighs were shaking and I was like, I know I'm fat, but sheesh. I know.
Yo, that is
so
I've never heard no shit like that in my life, dog.
Yeah. My thighs was just getting, so I went on Twitter. I was like, I think 6.8.
Yo,
I went on Twitter and that was twerking. Like immediately people was like, oh, they're just an earthquake just happened. So I was like, oh, well, that's like so legit because the news outlets hadn't even had that.
Yeah,
yet. So
right.
It was like,
right.
Twitter is
instant news. It's instant news. And here's the thing, though. I feel like more young people gravitate to Instagram because it's less work.
See, that's why I be on Instagram. I'm younger.
You shut your old ass up. You young minded, nigga. It's easier to post a picture or repost a video or something like that, but like Twitter, you actually have to type. Like, Pat was going off on people on Twitter. Like,
that was so funny.
But it was so great, like, because you're seeing, like, this nigga type the shit out and go back and forth. Like, with Twitter, it's really a personal experience. You get to really express what you're thinking in that moment.
Oh, it's real time, too. Yes. They don't have the algorithm that mixes up tweets. It's all chronological.
Yeah, man. And it's just easier to find stuff, too. Like, sometimes when people post, like, pictures and they be like one of three, two of three, three of three. Like, because of the algorithm, you won't even see that unless you go straight to that page. You won't see it in your feed. Right. But like Twitter, you could just keep attaching the tweet so they can just read the whole thread altogether.
Another thing too with Twitter, you can be like not have crazy numbers and have a tweet or something go viral more easier than you can on Instagram.
Shareability.
Yeah. Shareability, because like your tweet really can just important. Be lit. Because like Instagram, it doesn't really cross over.
But
like that.
Here's the thing though, with your tweet going viral, it don't mean you're going to get the followers for some reason. Like, Twitter is one of the hardest platforms to grow your following on, man. Like,
I'm only like 14,000, I think, on Twitter.
I'm at like 19. It's really been growing more since I've been adamant about posting every day and tweeting every day. However, like, it is still one of the hardest platforms to grow your following on.
Yeah. And it's not monetizable at all, right?
Right.
Nah,
but Instagram, you can. But is anybody making money off Instagram?
Mainly just like through posts and brand deals and stuff.
So branded, but you can't do that on Twitter though. So you can make some bread on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's making money on Twitter.
I mean, you can on Twitter, but it would be like a what you call it, like a sponsored like tweet about something.
I'm about to sponsor Craig a new shirt because it's Belly trying to run away from his That nigga Belly was like, almost there.
It's a polo.
Almost there.
Johnny.
Double X too, man.
That's a double X?
Yeah, man.
And that shirt is made by a company called Shirt. It got no logos on it.
Business shirt. Play shirt. Club shirt. Church shirt. But it's all the same shirt.
Long sleeve shirt. That bitch the same color.
Short sleeve. Let me get a short sleeve. Get two short sleeves, man.
What color would you like it in? It's like all the same color.
Cartoon character shop.
That's what Homer shops.
Well, I will say this about Instagram, though. I like the fact that Instagram has created a lot of hood sleuths, okay?
What is a hood sleuth?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's all these people who now are private investigators, like your auntie, your cousin, a girl you know. They find out so much information from Instagram. Dudes have been getting caught up on Instagram because of the trail that you can leave.
It's a digital fingerprint that you leave. Even like liking pictures and like people can track your activity. I don't really like
Creating the fake pages. Which app gets more people in trouble? Because Twitter has ruined careers.
But Instagram has ruined relationships.
Right.
Instagram.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, Twitter don't be breaking
people
up.
Like but Instagram will get you caught up.
Yes.
How many times has like dudes been like, you know, a girl that have a picture with him in his arm and the chick can see his tattoo right here? Like, that's Marquell. Like,
zoom in on that shit. You all zooming in ass bitch.
I have a homegirl who was like, I am like amazed and astounded at what she can do on Instagram. She will be like, oh, wait, did I overhear you? I've seen her do this. We were like in a restaurant and the people behind us, the girl was like, I hate him. He's cheating and I just got to find some information to see if he was cheating. And she was like, I'm sorry. Did you say your man was cheating? And she was like, yeah. She was like, is he on Instagram? And the girl's like, yeah. She was like, well, what's his name? So we like now talking
you
to
messy,
this other table.
Ball
and
headed.
She, in 30 minutes, she confirmed for this random girl that her man was cheating. Like,
she found out?
Yes.
Wow. Through his Instagram? Always had access to?
And she has like, and she has like other Instagrams. Like my friend has Instagrams that she uses.
Is this you, Megan? Is this
you?
No, it's not. I don't have that much time.
Here's the thing,
I don't have that time.
If you do that shit, just like make a dollar off of it though. Like I feel like
if you do
anything well, never do it for free.
Like a private investigator for Instagram?
Yeah, unlicensed.
She hilarious. Would make a lot of money.
Yeah, like she do a $20 consultation and promise no results, but you would do your best and tell them like, hey, I have over 95% success.
Well, if you watch that thing on Netflix, Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some of these people online are like legit private investigators, so they probably could get a check from it.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so where we at with it, guys? How y'all feeling?
Who first? I'll go first. All right. between leading the culture, actually being a legit news source,
and being shareable. And I mean, the GIFs and the memes, you can't, the people on Twitter are just hilarious. I'm going Twitter. Mm.
Oh, Twitter, oh, this is hard for me. Twitter is more important, I will say that. Mm-hmm. But Instagram's just so much more fun. So I'm going to go Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel like it's easier to get lost in Instagram time-wise than it is on Twitter. Like, Instagram is one of the ones you would go to. You'll go to Twitter. Like, I go to Twitter earlier in the morning and maybe at night. But Instagram, I'm all probably day. On there, like, all day.
Yeah. IG what Live about you, Craig? Big, too, though.
Oh, he's going to skip me, huh? Okay, cool. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know what? I like Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, instant. Twitter is where I found out the St. Lunatics broke up, so I really have like an emotional.
Hey, yo, fuck you. You know, I feel like that was directed toward me. There was no reason to say anything about the St. Lunatics.
I was like, what? Where's slow-mo?
I feel like when that happened, nobody really cared.
Slow
but
down. Slow down. That's a nigga don't mask, right? Slow, yeah. Don't disrespect
absolutely.
Me.
When the St. Louis broke
absolutely.
Up, I didn't give a damn.
I threw
clearly,
away all my
bandages. Oh, no. No
damn.
More Ali. Ali's not going to work with
Murphy. Don't you disrespect the lunatics, you son of a bitch.
Where's the dude that did Where's the Hook on this beat? Who is that
Murphy
guy?
Lee.
Hook on beat. That's yeah. Murphy Lee.
That where album he at? Was tight.
He actually dropped a couple projects. I think he dropped something as recently as like last year.
The nigga made a song about not being able to write a hook.
I don't need a damn hook on this beat.
He just said he didn't need a hook.
I'm pointing out your deficiencies.
Yo, fuck you, Pat. Shut up, though, boy. You eat butt. Go ahead.
If I had to pick, though, I think for the narrowest of margins, I would go Twitter because I feel like it's one of the last social media spots where you could just be like your thoughts kind of get, you know, you just get to just post your thoughts and that kind of put you on. So I like that. So yeah. I think I'm going to go Twitter.
I'm Twitter all day. And that's just for what you say, though, Pat, you as well. But also, I'm going to be honest with you. The porn on Twitter is A1.
I do watch some porn on Twitter.
A1.
Wait, what is
because I'm a fan of point of view. So I like amateur porn. And, like, they put a lot of amateur porn. I'm not on no OnlyFans page. You ain't getting that $5 a month for
that
your boy.
That's crazy. Sometimes it's $25.
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, why y'all niggas paying this? And porn is free. It's literally free.
And OnlyFans ain't better than porn.
Yeah, it's really
girl
not.
Girl in her damn closet, like, yeah, check it out.
Damn. She by herself. I want to see fucking. I don't want to see her looking in the camera, dancing, sexy, and rubbing banana. That shit's dumb. So.
I know get smashed.
Huh?
I would pay to watch a girl.
That's what
I
it is. They get
smashed.
Really?
Sometimes, but not really. It's usually them shaking their butt or showing
their butt. Yeah, usually just that. So I'm good. And because of that, and just how funny Twitter is, I'm going Twitter all day. And I think the Twitters have it.
Yeah. Twitters have it. But let's not forget, this nigga DMs himself porn and
nerds. Absolutely. Right. He sends himself dick pics and be like, oh.
Oh, it's not dick pics. Oh, calm down, buddy.
I said you send yourself your own dick pic.
Nah, I've done that before.
Oh, my God. What?
This is a good one. I got to put this one in the stash.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to beat your ass tonight. wait till the next video. I'm a sock you out.
Y'all ain't never told me I dig that?
No.
Hell no.
No,
I don't have a dick.
Well, obviously not you, Megan. Jeez Louise.
Call her Megan.
All right, we're gonna move on to this next topic. Ladies and gentlemen, we have pancakes versus waffles.
This one's going to be a tough one.
This is not a tough one for me at all. I'm going to say pancakes because waffles be hurting the roof of your mouth.
No,
they be
don't.
So crunchy.
Why does everybody, you
they
guys
do.
Say
there's
that about
crunch.
Every food.
There's a crunch on the outside of it that I just don't like on waffles.
I just think the doughy texture of pancakes make you feel trash if you eat too many of them. Like, I've done.
Why are you eating too many of them?
Because there's always like an all-you-can-eat pancake and I've all
why
I've
are you
done
doing that.
That? Because I'm fat. Well, I used to be fat turd, but that's the thing.
You
I
know
used
it's
to
the
do
same
it.
Dodo, right?
Right.
It's the same batter.
But it feels different from pancakes. It's like you just feel like, oh, I don't feel like that after
some
waffles.
Are doughy.
I do.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't particularly like crunchy waffles. Like, if you guys are all in L.A., so if you've ever been to the Waffle on Sunset and Argyle,
I've never been
they
there.
Have, like, cake-style waffles. Yeah. So they're, like, the softest and the most moist.
Most moist
waffles you've ever had in your life, and they are delicious. So now I can only have waffles that style. Waffles. But pancakes, I love pancakes with crispy edges. And you can usually only get that like
at
Mama
Cracker
Pop
Barrel.
Or Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel is lit.
I've never even stepped foot in one.
Now, their pancakes will make it debatable.
Oh,
but I
God.
Think what waffles have done since they collaborated with chicken, it's like chicken and waffles is just, it's something different when
you
get a
that.
Waffle and you put a piece of fried chicken in it and some hot sauce and some syrup. That is just
chicken and pancakes. I look at him like he's crazy.
Like, ain't that crazy?
I don't know why.
Actually, that does sound good now that you're saying chicken and pancakes.
No, chicken and waffles. Yeah. Even chicken and French toast, no. I feel like would be good, but I'm not going
to. Name the restaurant Flats and Flapjacks.
I don't know.
It'd be
like
all chicken wings.
Ooh, I would go.
Oh, wait, he just dropped the gym. Say that one time.
Pancakes are fire with peanut butter.
That sounds amazing.
Pancakes are fire with
anything.
You put
it on it?
You spread the peanut butter on it, then you put the syrup. Now we talking pancakes.
Now you're talking clogged arteries, Fred.
Peanut butter is good for you, though.
What diner, has peanut butter spread?
Right. But they got the peanut butter in the cups, like people who like to put peanut butter in like the oatmeal.
Oh, I put peanut butter in my oatmeal. Oh, it's lit.
If you do, it tastes like a peanut butter sandwich.
So much, actually, you have. I feel like there's more variety of pancakes than there is waffles. Because
I agree.
You can put strawberries in the batter of a waffle. I mean, in the pancake, and then make it.
Can you do that for a waffle.
But when you do, it's weird because of how the waffle iron like fries it or like cooks it.
It would like press it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not the same texture. And if you try to do like circular fruit, like blueberries, that ain't gonna work in a waffle. Like you gotta smash the blueberries.
And the chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh no! And I'm telling you, like the variety. Cause this place that I go to by my house is they have like different pancakes. They have a cinnamon roll pancake, and it's. It is
you guys ever get the smiley face pancake?
Absolutely.
It's just like all
happy. Isn't that for children?
Mm-hmm. He's a child.
You heard the nigga say he's eating boogers. Right.
Oh, I thought you meant like
booger eating ass boy.
I got it. It was
show him the dread, man.
You got this nigga dress like he needs help.
I feel like you can't eat as many pancakes as you can. Waffles. Like, I could eat at least 2 to 3 waffles. I could maybe eat one pancake.
What?
I let it go the first time. Pancakes and waffles aren't really an all-you-can-eat thing.
They should be.
They're huge.
Because, you know, IHOP does the
all-you-can-eat pancakes.
But people
what
like
they give
pancakes
you
more.
Should be all-you-can-eat. They're pancakes. They're incredibly filling.
Yes.
Who's ordering a thirds of pancakes?
I've done it before in college.
Yeah.
Well, I was,
in college, I've definitely done it.
The other part, for OCD people, that's why I don't like waffles, because I need to have everything even in all the squares of a waffle. So it's really hard to spread all of the butter in each of the squares correctly. And then when you pour the syrup, like it takes forever to try to get everything leveled in the
that's
squares.
That's the most shit I've ever heard you say.
There's so many even. Like every square.
Stop approaching life like a math problem and just fucking eat the waffle, man.
No, everything needs to be covered.
Christ.
It's just my OCD.
You can get melted butter.
That's
just about
anywhere
you go, you can get melted butter and you can get warm syrup.
So
if
now
the
I gotta wait an extra 5 minutes when everybody at the table is eating. And
no,
like, oh,
you say it while you order your food. I would like the waffle, and also can I get some melted butter with that?
But melted butter is different than like your butter melting.
Hold on, Craig had a point he wanted to bring to the table. Craig, tell him what you're trying to say.
He said what I was gonna say. The melted butter. I feel her though, cause it's nothing worse than spreading butter and you get an uneven melt.
And
what's the worst that can happen?
But see, this is the thing. I've never successfully in my life made a good waffle. They're difficult to make. I've made a pancake.
They're not difficult to make.
I always mess them up in the waffle line. They always like break up when I'm trying to pull it off of the thing.
Because you ain't spraying.
I'm just telling you, I haven't been able to do it.
I can't believe the waffle slander
out
here. Waffles are so clearly better. This is insane.
What?
What?
Okay, I have a theory, and it can be easily proved if I look it up, but I just like thinking this. All right. I think that pancakes came first, and then waffles happen. And I feel like waffles are so much more advanced in just the chronological history of delicious foods. Like, the fact that waffles not only are usually crispier, they got the squares for storage, and you can put fried chicken on top of them.
Yeah.
Like, pancakes are boring.
They are.
And
they
are more missed than hit.
Yes.
Getting good pancakes is a lot more rare than just some diner throwing some, like, square.
Oh, I would say the opposite.
Deezy, you've been to Tao's, right? The breakfast spot on Manchester. The hood breakfast spot where you can get
that's
like.
That's why, yes. Yes,
I've been
to
Mobile.
The hood spot. All the blacks be there. Yeah, man.
You frequent the Inglewood.
I don't know what the cross street. Huh? Nah, it's not that. You ain't been there. Like, it's like, you know, Tony is a devout, like, vegan for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very structured with his eating, very disciplined. The one place Tony will always cheat is Tao's and Cracker Barrel, because they have amazing
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Amazing package. Fuck you, Pat. Now you done brought it to a whole nother podcast. Now fuck you, Pat, is on this podcast too. Man. So sick of this nigga right here, man.
There's so much more that you can do with a pancake because you know, like, what is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, when you go, what is it? The McGriddle is a pancake.
That is. Right. Oh, and they have corn dogs. They have corn dogs that are made with pancakes and sausages in the middle. And them is lit.
That's a pig in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
No,
yeah.
Nah, it's not a pig in a blanket. That's more like
a pig in a
blanket
is when you take a nap.
That shit's retired.
Between the gloves.
You just hear
look at this Tyson.
Tia's just sleeping.
Oh my
God. Wilbur, scoot over.
But that's another thing, too. I think that waffles, they're a better complementary player in breakfast than pancakes are.
Pancakes take up too much space.
They do. They're super big. They'd be like the size of a plate.
Yeah, they take up
a plate. It's a demon in here.
No.
What the hell was that?
A ghost just closed the door.
I just heard
crazy.
I feel like pancakes are so bad or so just meh that they had to go and invent crepes. They're just like, we need to keep doing stuff to this.
No, that's not even a real thing. No.
And waffle sticks are fire, too. The ones that you can dip, the waffle sticks.
Those are French toast sticks. Mm.
No, I've seen waffle sticks.
I felt that as I said it. I was like, I don't know if this is right.
I've seen waffle sticks.
Yeah, but that's not as common as like French toast sticks. He was talking about French toast sticks.
No, I've seen waffle sticks, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, that's not as common as French toast sticks. You don't just see waffle sticks like you had to look for that.
I don't see any of those things.
I don't think it's a real
sticks,
thing.
Like multiple places, they
waffle sticks.
Freezer Zone and Burger King is like world renowned, not world renowned, but they're pretty famous for their French toast sticks.
Burger King for breakfast.
Standards aren't high.
Yeah,
you don't know what you're gonna see.
And that's the thing too, like the distribution stuff when you have multiple pancakes, it's hard to get everything in the middle. Like on the third pancake, is probably gonna suffer.
No, because you lift them.
So you get three. You get three pancakes.
What are you talking about?
Let me talk. You got three pancakes, right? Mm-hmm. You got the syrup and the butter on the top. Now you got to lift and do the second. You got to lift and do the third. That third is really going to be neglected.
That's true.
The top is going to probably get everything.
You're talking about pancakes as if they're fucking kids being neglected. Nigga, just lift it up with a knife. Nigga, what? How lazy are you? Or how about this? Ask for a separate plate. Put all the pancakes on one plate.
That's how much work that is. A separate plate. Nobody got time for that shit.
Work?
No, give me a separate place.
Work is going to be breakfast. You getting out of those jeans, nigga. We're talking about sitting at a fucking table using this. This is all you're doing. You're like, oh, you know how much work this is?
It's a lot.
Oh, now I got to chew it.
Waffles are more focused. You eat one waffle at a time. Ain't nobody stacking waffles. Like
nobody
that.
Stacks waffles.
You niggas is lying. Boom. When I first started working at ADD, y'all was fucking those Eggo waffles up, and y'all was making like three sandwiches.
Who was eating waffles at All Depth?
Nobody was.
At the old office?
Yeah. I did. You see them triangles.
Everybody used to eat them.
Oh, you probably didn't see them because they were gone. As soon as they would come off the little truck, or
that McCrustables would be the first to go.
People would eat them for like lunch and
nigga.
Like they'd be gone.
Waffles?
Yes.
Waffles. And it was waffles at the downtown for a while too.
I have the ultimate deal breaker. I can tell you why waffles is absolutely better.
Why?
Because they crossed over to ice cream cones. Waffle cones.
Ain't no pancake.
And waffles.
I'm not giving you that one.
There's a whole shop in the mall that gives you stuff that they put in waffles. They put ice cream in stuff. They put like peanut butter. It's a bunch of different shit they put in waffles.
You can do more with waffles.
It's way more.
No,
it's way more flexible in what you can do. You
can't
do shit with a pancake.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why. Well, especially people of your age, Craig age, you're a little young.
We're the same age. Me and you are like 3 years apart.
Nigga, like 30 years apart. The point I'm trying to make is that pancakes is one of the first things you learn to make. As a kid, like growing up, like having the ability to be behind the stove and your parents trusting you, it was eggs and then it was pancakes. Right. So it's always gonna have that nostalgia to me.
Practicality.
And like, I'm always gonna choose pancakes first because, like when I, anytime
you got a
I think
pancake
of
face.
anytime I think of breakfast, I just think pancakes. It's like that was one of the first things I learned to make on my own. Like, and everybody makes it differently. Everybody has their own recipe.
No,
so
they don't. They make them exactly the same.
No, you don't.
I learned how to make PB&J pretty early. I'm not ordering that at Cheesecake.
Well, duh, nigga, because they don't serve it at Cheesecake.
I want some crackers. I remember.
But your ass was eating the Crustables every time
get
they
some
came
alphabet
in,
soup.
I love Crustables.
All right, then, nigga, so shut up.
They're called Uncrustables, you dummies.
I've never ate one, ever, so I don't know what it is.
I hate that. Yeah,
that makes way more sense.
Right.
Crustable sounds horrible. Well, actually,
I'm with you here though on the practicality, because the pancake is really a lazy half loaf of bread. They ran out of space in the oven and they just threw the rest of it on the skillet.
That shit looked like literally two pieces of booty bread smashed together. But that's the only time you willingly eat booty bread. Another thing from the practicality standpoint, standpoint, you have to have a waffle press to cook a waffle.
That is true.
If you don't have that at your crib, you just ask
guys. You can put Eggo waffles in the toaster.
Okay, but you still have to have that toaster.
That shouldn't be against waffles. That's not fair.
It is.
It kind of is.
That's what you need to make it.
You have to have it to make it.
But we're asking everybody doesn't have a waffle press, but everybody has at least one skillet in
their house. Well, I would argue that doesn't make it better because it's not available to everybody.
It's not as practical.
Well, you need a deep fryer to make French fries, and I still like French fries more than
other stuff. No, you can cook French fries in the oven.
You can make them in
the oven. Little hoe.
Baked fries?
Yeah.
Yes, they fire.
Baked fries is trash. Yeah. I don't do that shit.
What?
He's like, I ain't baking shit.
Yeah, obviously, nigga.
It's 38, little nigga.
Fry everything. This
is 38, brother.
There's a food that proves this point. I know it's out there.
There's nothing that proves what you're saying, Pat.
No, Pat.
You need
pancakes are way more practical.
They are. I'm sorry.
You need a wok to make stir fry.
No, you don't either. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
This nigga got nothing. He's grasping that straw right now.
Right.
You need a sushi roller to make sushi.
No, you don't.
I mean, what's the next stop?
Waffles.
All right,
all day,
so let's go ahead and reel it in. Start it off.
I think because of the creativity that you can flex with it, because of how it works well with others in the breakfast arena, waffles has to be
What's the breakfast arena?
Like, just you can put chicken on it.
You fight every morning?
I'm here for war. Are you not entertained?
At 7 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Breakfast arena.
That's funny as fuck.
Fucking cage comes down. One of us ain't leaving.
What you got, Craig? What you got?
Man, practicality is big for me. Less is more, man. A pancake takes, less thought. Uh-huh. It's more filling.
Yeah.
And it goes great with peanut butter, man.
I got to try this. That's very weird.
Came back with the peanut butter.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to go with the pancake as well, man. Like, you get a good pancake going. The crispy edges on the pancake, man, they make
that's
that
difficult
difference.
To do.
Yeah, that's why you go to somebody that can do it.
No, I said waffles.
I'm with the pancake. And I feel like the toppings with pancakes are so much. Like, at Cracker Barrel, try this out if you get a chance.
You can do it all
the banana pancakes. I'm sorry, walnut pancakes with the banana slices. Fire.
You can put bananas on waffles.
It just don't look right.
Like
though.
I said, walnut pancakes with banana slice. You got to ask for the slices on the side because they won't put it on top. Man.
Oh, yes. I'm going pancakes.
Come on.
They're
nah.
So good. Okay, Saturday mornings are for pancakes.
That's right.
Hey. Nah, it's for Searle.
It's for what?
Searle.
Cereal.
No, cereal is like every day of the week.
Nah, yeah. Saturday. Saturday.
That's when your parents don't love you if you got cereal.
Saturday, you wake up, you get cereal, you watch cartoons.
So what were you eating before school in the morning?
Cereal.
Shut up, man. What's your thing,
cereal.
Pat?
What, you have pancakes? Man, I'm going waffles. This is blasphemy.
Yes.
I can't believe what I'm hearing today.
You can't believe we have opinions?
Can't believe you guys have bad opinions.
Terrible.
Pancakes are crazy.
Crazy.
Pancakes are what people who fix railroad tracks eat in the morning.
Sounds like they got
John
a job.
Henry head ass.
That's a good ass job, man.
Pancakes and eggs
right,
and bacon.
Everybody can't look like a pagan breakdancer, man.
I don't know why this nigga won't get his hat, man.
A pagan.
Yo, we look like Slob Marley.
Let's move on, damn it. I don't like this part of the podcast. Edit it out.
Oh, no, they're going to see all of it.
Edit all of it. Make me say pancakes.
All right, well, looks like the pancakes have it, man. We're going to move on to this next topic. Last topic of the day is hide and seek versus tag.
Before we even start, I want to say both of these are discriminatory towards fat people.
Yeah.
there's never hiding places, and you can't outrun nobody. So you can't catch nobody.
They can hide behind a couch, a tractor, a hay barrel, a pile of hay. There's tons of shit that you can.
It works a lot better if you're on a farm.
Yeah. Right.
What was the two games again? Say one more time.
Hide and seek versus tag.
Okay, hide and seek and Instagram have a lot in common.
How so?
It's because that's how you find out who the prostitutes are.
When I was from chicks that are selling
pussy. That's my through line of this episode. When I was a kid, that's how you found out who the freaks were.
The funny. Girls who were playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
Or hide and
seek. Hide and go get it?
Hide and go get it.
Wait, okay, the whole thing with hide and go get it.
Like, yeah, how exactly do you play hide and go? Because
I never knew.
You just catch a girl and then you like dry hump her leg or something stupid.
Is it?
It's something real dumb.
It was that like sounds very like rapey. Boys always say, like, we used to play hide and go get it. And I was like, yeah, me too. But I was like, what do you want? Find somebody and get your dick sucked?
Actually, I don't think I've ever played
really
it, to be honest.
Really inconvenient to the other people playing. Yeah. You're just like, are they still?
What is hide and go get it?
I never understood it.
It should be hide and go get chafed because it's all about the grind.
Wait, you played it?
All that denim rubbing?
So what, you played it, Craig?
Of course.
So wait, what is the whole point? So it's like, okay, I'm a boy, I'm it, so now I got to go find the girl?
Yeah, it's a sexual game. It's when you.
But what do you do when you catch her?
You
clothes
can kiss.
Sound like you clothes burn.
You kiss, you can hump.
Hunching?
You but it's finger. Just anybody you find? It's not even like
No, that ain't anybody. If I found Doughboy, I don't find nobody.
No, I mean like if a boy finds a girl, it doesn't even matter if they were like, it's
well,
just
the girl
like,
has to like you. But normally the game is established by groups of male and females who have interest in each other.
That's what I'm saying.
So wait, what do the other boys do while if you're it? Like, do they go hide too?
Nah, if you find a boy, like, I mean, I'm not looking for
you. No, I'm saying,
I'm
so,
Susan,
so you're it. So everybody, yeah, so the everybody. Boys go hide too. So you find the boy and you're like, oh, you're not it. So the girl you hump, it becomes the it person?
Here's the thing. I think every ghetto, every place where this is played has its own established set of rules.
I think so, too.
Right.
Where I was at, we just look for the girls. The girls would hide, and the guys would go try to find the girls.
And then you hump them when you find
all
them?
The boys
All the girls. And when you find them, whatever y'all do is
it's
whatever
what y'all,
y'all
do.
Okay.
Sounds like creep training.
Respect. I've got you now.
I mean, but a lot of stuff like
corner.
A lot of stuff.
They're just like in a closet.
You went to hide, but I found you.
In retrospect, a lot of the stuff that we used to
what?
Do was hella nasty.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Hella nasty.
Serial killer training.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff was hella nasty. You imagine, like, now playing spin the bottom with people, and you don't know where they live been, and gingivitis and herpes running around.
No, you know, like, you know what I thought about recently? Could you imagine bobbing for apples?
Nah.
How disgusting is that?
No man is supposed to bob for nothing.
We just go in the water just think, oh.
Even when I was young, I remember being like, this is kind of gross.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I didn't. I was like,
that's
because
y'all were bobbing for burgers.
Yeah. In a thing full of French fries.
He comes up with nothing. Like, you didn't get any?
Like,
no, I ate.
Nice, he's stuffed. I'm like, get
out. I'm like, where's the four burgers?
Let's get lunch.
I'm not bringing any back up.
So I would say from a game playing standpoint, because tag is just a speed game. Everybody just runs. And, you know, when you're slow, it's not really a thing. I think at least with hide and go seek, at least you got a shot. If you can get a good hiding spot, it could be lit. And I think it's just more interactive. I think tag is just.
Anybody mess with freeze tag? That's a cool
variation. Of course.
That gave you an advantage if you were a big kid. Because if you got frozen, all you needed was somebody to come untag you. Yeah. And it would be good.
But that kid is just fat ass as soon as he take two steps. Thank you. Oh, son of a bitch. Come on.
I was trashing all the tag.
Here's why I think hide and seek has the edge. Not only do you get to like hide and all that stuff. When there's a version that I used to play that when you find somebody, it kind of like turned into tag. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you found them and you still had to touch them. And then somebody had to run back to the base or something like that.
Yeah.
So it had like tag elements within it. So it's kind of just overall a more solid game.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah, I feel like there's just more layers to hide and go seek. It's a thing. You got to count. And a lot of things, too, is a lot of people be cheating on hide and seek. They count super fast. They
that
be
part boring.
Yeah, it's just like.
They're ready to get
to
started.
300.
They're ready to get started.
But there was cheaters in tag, too, because then they would be like, oh, I did tag you. I touched your shirt. No, you didn't. I didn't feel it. And like, no, I did touch. You know, people would lie and say they didn't
that
get
tagged.
It is easier to
break
up.
And then there would be somebody would be like, well, I'm going home. And then they would just go home and you'd be so mad that your shirt is over.
But see, that's the thing, though. When you was like, when you was my size back in the day, like I was never even close enough. I'd be like, I got somebody, and they'd be like, nigga, no, you didn't. 300 feet ahead of you.
No boy was yelling to them, like, hey, I just touched you. Like, no, you didn't.
Throwing food at them, trying to tag them. I think the part of the excitement of hide and go seek, aside of not being it, was like thinking that you had the best hiding spot too.
Yeah.
Like the anticipation of someone not finding you and you lasting the longest, like that was also something in it. Like
I don't know. That was always what you wanted in theory until you fucked around and got a really good hiding spot. And you were just like, in there for like 17 minutes. Like, just like, it sucked. Yeah. People walking past you. So I'm really good. I'm really good at this.
Like, have y'all ever played any of these games as an adult?
Yeah, not. I haven't.
Hide and seek as an adult, and it is so much fun.
Where'd you guys play at?
I used to live in this like townhouse in Atlanta. I remember one time me and my friends, we were it was like 10 of us. Guys, girls, we were like, let's just go outside and play tag. I mean, hide and seek. And we had I hit it.
As adults, y'all said this?
As adults.
Was y'all drunk or high?
That'd be lit.
Literally the most fun I've ever had. We were hiding in like trunks of cars and like things you didn't think about.
How can you even find anyone in a trunk of a car?
The best hiding spots.
How big was this radius?
It was a van.
I played in college. It was just fun.
The best hiding spots are the ones that are around the people and they don't know you're there.
See, yeah.
Yeah, those are the spots I like. You can hear people talking, and you know, you're trying to breathe real low.
Craig was
the
nigga you saw his shoes sticking out from
the Now, Craig's a psychopath. So Craig would take his shoes off and like have them edged behind something. So you're trying to rub, like, I got you, nigga. He's somewhere barefoot like
that. I feel like Craig
Thought
had,
you got me.
I feel like he had hands back in the day. So if somebody's going to attack him, he'd be like, nigga, I dare you.
No, I didn't see him.
He still had work boots on.
Oh, she murdered me right now.
You see his Wolverine sticking out?
That is kind.
I see your red wings showing on, working ass nigga.
How the fuck y'all funny, man? That's crazy.
You're leaving all trains.
Like, Craig, do you have lugs on? We're in third grade.
Why are you wearing Birdman lugs? I don't know.
This nigga's like bending down and then all his tool stuff falling out of his tool belt.
Click, click, click.
I got a double shift after reset. A double shift.
Oh, wow.
Thing works at the factory.
Mid game of hide and seek, and this boss come up. Craig, your brakes off of me. Get your ass back in here and change the goddamn brakes.
Change brakes? That's the kid. He's a little kid with throws a towel over.
And
right,
a mechanic.
You gotta go.
That's funny. All right, y'all can stop now, man.
Breaks over, motherfucker.
I feel like hide and seek also could extend longer because if you get a bunch of people who get a bunch of good spots and the person just can't find them, that is hilarious and can extend the game a lot longer.
But
than
wait, hold on. There was that game. Y'all don't remember that movie Tag was based on a true story?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
oh,
movie
yeah.
Where they had been playing tag for like 30 years.
That shit was great. That movie was
as
great.
As adults?
As a, they, yes. Would play, since they
played
they were,
every from year. Kids to,
we were, should start an all-deaf tag league. We
I would love
that.
That'd be tight. That or as adults. Or kickball would be, or dodgeball. Kickball, dodgeball,
dodgeball is the best form of tag.
Really?
Because that's tag with a ball.
It is.
No, that's cool. You have to be able to throw, though.
Right.
It's easy to go, like, anybody can do this, but if you don't have, if your aim is terrible and your hand-eye coordination is off.
When was the last time y'all played kickball?
Kickball is actually a better game.
I played
than
it a couple of summers ago.
Yeah.
When I first moved out here, I was, before Comics Being People, I used to do kickball with the comics at the park right over there.
You did
by
kickball with kids.
Let's go, Susan.
Uncle's here. I'll see you next Saturday. You're like, who is that? Who is that you're talking to, little Timmy?
Who is this barefoot playing kickball?
No, I played a couple months
Everybody
ago.
Everybody that knows me knows I hate kids, so you know that's not true, nigga.
Yo, I played not too long ago, like maybe 4 months ago, and I pulled my hamstring, and I didn't even do it kicking
you know
the ball.
No, you pull a ham hock.
Shut up. Eat his hamstring.
That nigga pulled that ham out while he was about to tie a shoestring. Cut it out. Stop leaving words out, nigga.
Now, and I pulled it like doing a little stutter step before you do the kick. Like, you know when it's coming and you like, bop, 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 bop.
You pull the kick?
Before
what?
The kick, the little stutter step you do, like, dig, dig, dig.
Yeah, my leg was like,
I've never felt
fatter. Remember on kickball? Like, did y'all ever used to, like, throw the roll back if the shit was too bouncy? Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
baby bouncy.
Like, yeah, man, don't do my roll right, man. Do a roll.
It's crazy,
man.
Though, but playing as an adult, like, because you think that you can still move like you did when you was a kid.
Oh, hell
and you
no.
Can't.
Right.
Like right. They kick the ball, be like, oh, I got this. You run to go get it. It's a lot.
Yes. Injuring yourself before the kick is very funny.
Not I'm telling you, I'm old. I'm 40, man. I'm 40 years old.
Man. You look good for 48, though, my boy. Shut I ain't going to even tell you. I ain't going to even lie to you, man. You look good for 48. All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I probably didn't really have nothing.
He said probably.
You know, he just like to hit the crap voice. Even for him. He literally had just got through talking. He was just like, and then also, like, what you got?
Hey, when's the last time y'all played Floor is Lava, though?
Oh, what is, wait, what is Floor is Lava?
Oh, really?
What is Floor is Lava? I don't even know what that is.
It would literally be like, all right, we have to get out of this room, but the floor is lava, which means you have to use stuff around the room.
Like
and
climb
you can't
on a chair, the couch, or something like
so
that.
So if we played that right now, I'd have
wait,
to hop on this couch.
Y'all played
and then,
that? Wait, wait, wait. Yeah. Like, y'all played like, that at school, or you played that at home?
Home, home.
Like
home.
No,
yeah.
No, no. Black families was like, you're not climbing on
a chair. You don't play it when you're
yeah, you're doing it. They got to be gone for that shit to happen.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I never heard of that.
That sounds fun as hell. I like to play that as an adult.
That would be
we
fun.
Should play these games as adults.
It's like early parkour.
That would be fun.
What that's if really we play kickball?
I want to do that. That sounds way more possible.
Let's do that.
I
want to
do field day. Why don't we do field day? Field day back in the day was so much fun.
Remember when Meg beat you and she had on boots?
She can't beat me now.
You don't think she can beat you now?
No.
Oh, let's friends, do it.
I bet 100.
Meg would probably show
I bet 100 she can't beat me in
the
race now.
Meg to the race late now. Meg been late since she had this baby.
I put 100. I put 100 Meg can't beat me in the race today.
Does she get to wear shoes and stuff?
Yeah.
I got 100.
Wait, can I wear like running shoes?
I got 100 for you right now if you want
to
race.
You make sure he has to wear those jeans though.
That's hilarious. And the sticker.
You wear those jeans, this whole top gonna fall off the bottom half of his body.
It's just gonna keep moving.
They be going in a circle like the seesaw. Horrible build ass. Okay. So
what are we picking? I think I would just have to go from a straight gameplay point of view, functionality, longevity. I would have to go hide and go seek.
Okay.
Cause tag, you just running around.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? It's not really no skill in it. It's just who's the fastest person.
Okay.
And I ain't fast.
Craig?
Hide and seek, man.
Yeah.
The conflict resolution strategies you have to develop to find somebody just are amazing, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going with hide and seek.
All right, young Pat?
Hide and seek. But also, how did these games end?
They never.
You got Risa the bell
got
one.
Yeah, somebody had to go home.
Time to go home, y'all.
Like, hey,
yeah.
on.
Get
somebody
the
got
house,
called.
Boy.
Yeah. You know what would be fun? There's to play no how to go seek as an adult and you can't find somebody, so you like, fuck it, you cheat, and so I call people's phone.
That's hilarious.
At that point, just do something else. You're not in it.
Yeah. Just call us and they give up their hiding spots. Right. You hear them, beep, beep, beep,
like,
hey,
gotcha,
bitch.
Where you hiding, nigga? It's a game.
No, you just call us so it'll ring so you can hear the vibration.
How would you play adult like hide and go seek? Like, where would you go to play it? Like, at a park?
You rent, no, you rent out Airbnb and you do it there.
That'd be lit.
Yo, right? That sounds
I'm literally,
fun.
Since you said it, I've been thinking, I'm like, what's the best way to do this?
Let's do that.
Yes. Rent out, rent out
like a party. Yo, play them games.
Rent out a whole house.
Pat?
Play hide and seek.
I'm with
play
you.
Something with a backyard where we can play freeze tag.
Kickball.
Did y'all ever play Mother May I?
Kickball.
No, that was what the nerds did.
Yes.
What is that?
What is that?
Only Asians did.
No, I didn't.
Who's
going to
make a game about following instructions?
That's what, a game about childhood obedience?
Mother, may I?
No. Boo this woman. Boo. Shut up, babe.
Red light, green light.
Freaking nerd.
That kid. Let's play chores and get good grades. Let's play doing chores and cleaning up and making dinner before father comes home. I don't want to play anything. That sounds like shit you just have to do.
Before father comes home?
Who can make their bed the fastest?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
Hate this show.
Let's play doing
Let's
chores.
Let's play super chores.
Stupid show.
Super chores.
Super chores.
Let's play doing
take
chores.
Room,
dishes dash. Let's do the dishes dash. What is dishes dash? You do the dishes fast.
My God.
You're
take
a
your
nerd.
Shoes off. Take your shoes off.
Let's play clean sweep. I don't want to play clean sweep.
Okay,
you're just
I get
sweeping
it.
The bathroom. Clean
I
sweep.
Get
Bad coming in this bitch. Did you guys play wax on, wax off?
Let's play window washer. I'm leaving, man. I don't want to play
is
here.
It's so funny that y'all are saying this, though, because I really be making my little 1.5-year-old baby be doing stuff.
I see.
My
I know. I gotta give that poor little baby away from you, man. He ain't gonna know nothing.
Like, let's play wash our clothes.
Not again.
All right, man. Which one did you say?
I'm going to go with hide and seek. It's so much fun to play.
And I'm going to go hide and seek, too. So it looked like we were almost unanimous, but you said tag,
I said
right?
hide and seek.
No, it's unanimous. Again,
he said
pancakes, clearly. We're talking about the game.
Everything's pancakes.
Pancakes. Pancakes for 200
hours. Pancakes, goddammit.
Still, pancakes.
So wait, did everybody hide a seat?
Everybody hide a seat.
Oh, you're unanimous with the hide a seat, man. Ra-ta-ta-ta. thank y'all so much for watching, man. That has been another episode of Squadcast.
And welcome back to the big dog, Young Craig. Man, glad to have you back in the building. Check him out. He's got a lot of good stuff coming on the station. We out here.
But yeah, man, thank y'all so much for sending in your ideas. Keep sending them in to my inbox on Instagram. Do not email. People be emailing me. Stop emailing me these. Just inbox me these. It's way easier to get them there than it is to get them on my emails.
Why? Isn't your email on your phone too?
Yes, but my emails for like bookings. So I come through, I see something like they found my personal email and they be hitting me up through my website email. And I'm thinking like when the website one comes through, it says something up top. I'm like, oh, okay. Somebody wants to give me a check. And then they be like, here's some ideas for verses. I'm like, that's a place.
Timmy Chungus versus Burrito.
Wait, hold on, how you gonna find any of the suggestions in your DMs through all the porn and recipes?
The porn is on Twitter. I told them to DM me on Instagram.
You got too many instructions. This is too hard.
And that's just one instruction. Inbox me on Instagram.
Inbox me on Inbox.
It's just one instruction. Inbox me on Instagram. Your suggestions.
How about in the comments below if you're watching this?
They could do that there. They could do it there too. But easier to come to me. Straight to my phone.
I've been seeing the suggestions, though. It was like, work out, cut your hair.
Nigga.
Get a bigger jacket.
Cut it off.
What is this shirt that you have on right now? No, don't go nowhere. Episode's over. Get your lion-headed ass back here. That's been another episode. Thank y'all so much. We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.